integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, okay, we're talking about safe, natural, and effective. Three of my favorite words, safe, natural, and effective alternatives. That means alternatives to prescription medication for ulcers, which I think is such a great subject because ulcers can be debilitating. They can be painful, but Dr. Weiss, correct me if I'm wrong, they can be lethal too.
Yeah, it is a life-threatening thing. Ulcers, whether they're duodenal ulcers in the beginning of the intestine after that leaves the stomach juncture, peptic ulcers, where the stomach ulcers, they can be life-threatening. You can bleed out. They can also be sort of one of these things that sticks around, doesn't have enough pain or doesn't have enough issue to really get hospitalized, but it sticks around long enough to actually cause a series of other problems in the body, like heart disease, like other things, because again, it is a big source of chronic inflammation that keeps the immune system ramped up and the inflammatory molecules floating through your bloodstream. It's the only way you look at it. Yeah.
So, and it's interesting that you say that because I know that peptic ulcers, right? So some people don't even experience any symptoms. Other people, varying amounts of pain, but some people no symptoms at all. But if you are experiencing, if you have an ulcer, these are some of the things that you may experience, like a dull and gnawing or burning and cramping sensation. It can come and go for several days or weeks. So that's another confusing sort of thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Can occur in the middle of the night. And a lot of times it's relieved by food. But other symptoms, as far as looking at potential diagnosis or differential diagnosis for ulcers, weight loss, poor appetite, mm-hmm. bloating, burping, nausea, vomiting. I mean, there's about 100% of my patients who come in, really about 100% complaining of some sort of digestive disturbance, mm-hmm. whether it be gas, bloating, et cetera. Yeah. But ulcers, what's the most common cause of a peptic ulcer? It's by a bacteria, isn't it?
Well, it can be. I would disagree as a naturopath. As a scientist, yes, it is a bacterial type of thing that occurs. As a naturopath,
so the H. pylori thing,
Yeah, it is very real, but we need to realize a couple things. One is that the stomach acid isn't a bad thing. Okay, they do these TV commercials with the stomach acid, and it's this volcano. No, stomach acid allows us to break down protein very effectively, but it has to have
and absorb trace minerals
and all of our minerals. Thank you, and B vitamins and all that stuff. We have to have that empty stomach at a pH of 2 to 3, and with food 3 to 4. And when that doesn't occur, the whole balance of the system goes off, and it's very rough. And that's the thing, is that we've gotten to believe that stomach acid is a bad thing. We Tums them away, we Prilosec them away, we do that. And yes, for ulcers, during an ulcer, blocking some stomach acid during the healing process is okay. But after that, you want to re-heal up that stomach, seal it up, and then get your acid back up. Gas and bloating, ladies and gentlemen, is from lack of stomach acid. That's your early warning that you are on your way to developing an ulcer. That's where the digestive enzymes and taking hydrochloric acid early can help you avoid an ulcer. So when the acid drops because of our stress, that stomach acid drops, then that bacteria that's in there can proliferate, eating a hole in our stomach. So the prevention is knowing that gas and bloating, but the treatment can involve blocking a little stomach acid. But I just want you to know, stomach acid is not an evil thing. How did I do?
No, it's actually a necessary thing. Absolutely. I think that's a great point that you bring up. And I think also you're thinking about other causes, over-the-counter prescription painkillers. The NSAIDs can cause peptic ulcers. So, okay, so you even said pH, 2.3. Isn't it true that that amount of acid actually could, if I dropped that pH loaden drip of acid on my hand, would it burn a hole mm-hmm. through my hand?
Well, probably not through it, but it would burn it, and it should.
Yeah.
If you eat a piece of turkey, it should burn it up, right?
It should break it apart. Yeah. Right. That's what we need. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at ulcers. And so we're talking about that. So you think about this pH that's so acidic. And if it's hanging out in our gut, why isn't it just not burning a hole in our gut? Well, we've got these lovely protective coatings. You know, we used to have a saying in school, once again, called heal the hole. And it is the hole that starts at your mouth and ends you know where. Because what is important? taking in nutrients, digesting, assimilating, absorbing them, and letting your body use those nutrients to drive your biochemistry. Now, that gut lining is so important, but guess what? When there's an ulcer, that lining starts to be irritated. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. As far as conventional treatment, we can get into trouble because we don't want to block that acid. We actually need that acid. But there is a natural alternative solution, and I'm going to talk about licorice. Now, don't get all excited, you guys, because I'm not talking about the red vine.
Twizzlers.
I'm
not going to. This isn't
that. Not Twizzlers. You can't go hit a movie tonight because Dr. Holly and Dr. Decker Weiss said that licorice is good for your ulcers and your digestion. We're talking about actually the deglycerized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so medicinal. So when you take out the glycerinic acid, it's a complete important component of complementary digestive health, especially when it comes to healing ulcers. Because what this does, this extract of licorice root that's been deglycerized, it's got an anti-ulcer effect because it has this unique ability to stimulate the body's release of secretin, which helps rebuild the stomach's intestinal protective lining. That's its mechanism of action in the
Very
stomach.
Good.
And it can prevent and treat peptic ulcers.
Yeah, can it? And I'll tell you where I started using this was in an HIV clinic. And we had a company donate a chewable form of the licorice as well as a few others. And they had very, very severe ulcers. So the medications that were keeping their viral counts down were causing them these huge ulcers. And they came in all anemic, which means their life is very poor quality because their stomach was bleeding. By the way, add that to your list of symptoms is anemia that can be caused by
yeah.
it. And these were you know, they had been on acid blockers forever and there was no healing. And when they had the DGL in, they would come up and give me a hug because they could eat a regular meal, they could get their nutrients in, they felt good, and then eventually they went off their acid blockers when it healed, and it did. So we're not just talking about a good idea, we're talking about a powerful medicine. One additional fact, the DGL means it will not affect your blood pressure. People get
That's
concerned
right.
about licorice extracts. The DGL, when you see that means it's safe. Don't worry about the blood pressure.
That's so important. And I think that, you know, we're talking about this. So DGL, and quite honestly, you can find it in a chewable form, which I think is best because when the ingredients mix with saliva, it promotes the release of compounds that actually stimulate the growth and regeneration of our stomach and intestinal cells. Okay. So that's really important. So you can find it. Good quality manufacturers out there. DGL is amazing. If you don't like licorice, I think there's other flavors, but I think it's really important,
it's
especially.
I agree. A lot of patients who don't like licorice, you've been fine with it. And part of it is that when you feel better, it tastes a lot better. Because as it goes down within a very short amount of time, a lot of people start feeling better. It may not be healed yet, but they feel better. So, God, it sure tastes better when you have a lot less stomach pain, doesn't it, Holly?
It does. And, you know, quite honestly, I want to bring this up, too, because I ran into somebody today when I was working out, and she had these crazy canker sores, okay? What are those? Those are ulcers in your mouth, and guess what? Your mouth is a snapshot picture of what's going on lower in the gut, and they're chronic for her. And I told her, I'm like, okay, here's a couple things. I told her about DGL, and there's another great sort of folk medicine, actually, but if you take the outside skin of an eggplant and char it on the grill... You char it on the grill and you make a little poultice of it and you put those on your canker sores, those ulcers in your mouth. Very, very effective as well.
I didn't know that. The
yeah.
Because they can be miserable canker sores.
You decrease appetite. Absolutely. They're very, very painful. So we're looking at taking about, you know, 400 milligrams of extra strength DGL between or 20 minutes before meals to get a great effect for these ulcers. Really, really important. And once again, when we're looking at a natural solution that's safe and effective, we're looking at something that is an alternative to things that, and as Dr. Decker said, is going to decrease stomach acid more, and we're going to get into more trouble and have a complete slippery slope. So remember DGL, deglycerized licorice, for a natural solution for healing peptic ulcers.